CBS News. This is Chris Stanley. Gunfire in Guatemala. An assassination attempt against the newly inaugurated president, Alvaro Arzu, just hours before Pope John Paul II is due to visit that Central American country. Reports say the attack happened a few hours ago as Arzu, with his bodyguards, was riding a horse through the streets of the colonial town of Antigua, about 30 miles from Guatemala City. Gunmen are said to have opened fire from a moving vehicle. A presidential spokesperson says Arzu escaped injury, but that there was one death, though it's unclear whether it was a bodyguard, a bystander, or one of the attackers. An unconfirmed report says one suspect has been captured. The motive wasn't clear, but local diplomats have said trouble was brewing in the army after Arzu ordered several hardline officers to retire. The Pope is to spend tomorrow and Tuesday in Guatemala before heading on to Nicaragua, El Salvador, and Venezuela. There's been a large aftershock in China measuring 6.0 that's come on the heels of Saturday's 7.0 earthquake that killed at least 238 people and injured nearly 14,000 others. The aftershock rocking the tourist town of Lijiang, which was devastated by the earlier quake. Another loss for the world of entertainment just 2 days after the death of song and dance legend Gene Kelly, a beloved television star, is gone. Debbie McIntyre with CBS Los Angeles station KNX has the story.
Audrey Meadows played Jackie Gleason's wife Alice in the 1950s comedy The Honeymooners. The Emmy-winning actress died of lung cancer at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, where she had been hospitalized for more than a week. Actress and singer Rose Marie, who starred in TV's The Dick Van Dyke Show and Hollywood Squares, was a friend of Meadows.
Her understanding of Gleason was unbelievable. She knew just where he was going to stop, where he was going to go on. And it's an intuition that you get working with somebody, and she was marvelous in that respect.
Meadows' funeral will be private. Debbie McIntyre for CBS News, Los Angeles.
Audrey Meadows returned to television in the 80s as a regular in the sitcom Too Close for Comfort and again in the 1990-91 season with a role in the TV version of the film comedy Uncle Buck. The mercury hit lows below zero again today across much of the northern tier of states and southward across the plains. Forecasters say the Arctic wave might start moving soon, making way for warmer readings. 15-year-old Joshua Bradley Jenkins is under arrest in the San Diego County, California community of Vista for investigation of murder in the deaths of five members of his family Saturday evening. Police now say the five, Jenkins' parents, grandparents, and sister, were stabbed to death before the condominium they were in was set on fire. Jenkins was arrested a few miles away, driving his parents' silver Mercedes. He offered no resistance. 30,000 janitors, handymen, elevator operators, and other employees who have been on strike for a month from their jobs in about 1,000 New York City office buildings are going back to work. The strike settled today after 5 days of round-the-clock negotiations. The union had balked at a building owner's proposal that would have drastically cut starting salaries for new workers. The settlement reportedly substantially hikes the offered starting salary. This is CBS News.
I'm Mario Perillo, Mr. Italy for Perillo Tours and TWA, with just a few reasons why over a million folks have toured Italy with Perillo in the past 51 years. They love Perillo's varied itineraries, a spectrum of choices from the Alps to Sicily, by motor coach or rail, first class or deluxe, major cities or hill towns, even an Italy tour combined with a luxurious Greek island cruise. They love fine dining and fine wines and dancing the night away in Perillo's Roman palace. They love being pampered by Perillo's professional tour directors who take care of everything. They love Perillo buying power that makes going first class affordable. And they love TWA because they fly free to New York on the way to Italy from over 50 TWA cities coast to coast while space lasts. For a free Perillo brochure, see your travel agent or call 1-800-338-8000. That's 1-800-338-8000 now.
The nation's governors meeting in Washington say they're moving toward a compromise plan on welfare and Medicaid that meets President Clinton's demand that the poor be guaranteed eligibility. The governors are trying to break the deadlock between the president and Congress on these and other issues, and the president paid tribute to their efforts at a dinner that's still underway.
I rather think the founding fathers would enjoy what is going on here today because we are debating a lot of first principles of American government. What should government do? Which level of government should do it? What are our ultimate objectives?
A new Harris poll shows that 3 out of 4 Americans over age 25 are overweight, and 1 out of 4 meets the definition of being obese. Lou Harris heads the polling firm and says this is the most discouraging data he's seen on this subject in a decade.
People are getting worse, not better, despite all of the diet crazes, all of the diet contentions. It's just plain neglect.
This is Chris Stanley, CBS News.